I'm Craig Shea. I'm a senior, and I'm the musical director of Mail Call.
Mail Call!
My name is Colin Valley. Colin James Valley, actually. I'm a senior, and my position in Mail Call is missionary slash the president of Mail Call.
That's what she said.
Can you just say yours one more time without the missionary part?
I'm the president of Mail Call.
I'm the president of Mail Call. Mail Call is an all-male a cappella group. We started here at SUNY New Paltz. It's sort of a different kind of a cappella group. I think we tend to go outside the box a lot, do whatever songs we want to do, like maybe alternative 80s songs, you know, maybe more indie songs, maybe Kiss Morose, you know, a very popular song. And we just do what we want and how we want it, and we try to have a good time. It also sound good.
People love Mail Call. We're just a bunch of guys having fun. If we had our own house and like Greek letters, we'd be a frat that just was all pretty musically inclined.
Now I know jump, jump, I have to borrow, begging feels like cheating. Trying to keep ya, trying to please ya. It's been love, y'all has been cheap.
Mail Call started. It's been long enough. We can be honest now. We were not happy with the current a cappella group we were in, which is also known as Absolute A Cappella. The way things were running there were just not what Craig and I wanted or, like, kind of expected. And instead of just kind of stewing and complaining about it like many other people, we saw a need. We assessed that need, and we did something to rectify it. And that need was, there's no all-male a cappella group. Why don't we start our own, so we're automatically in it, and we can run it the way we want to, kind of knowing all the things in Absolute that didn't work and that we didn't like. Mail Call came out of that necessity, and then it's just kind of like evolved into this autonomous collective of awesome.
When we started it, we kept it a secret because we didn't know what was going to happen. And we really needed to, I mean, I felt I needed to start it because I wanted that sort of, not control, but a more creative control, more of an input, and I wasn't getting that in Absolute. So I needed Mail Call in a way. I needed that outlet. I needed to say, well, I can do it, like, and I can do it well, and I think we've done that. We've really, like, we've made something special, and it's also good. It's not just like, hey, look at us. Like, Kiss Some Rose sounds amazing.
Baby!
Started out, we didn't necessarily have the best idea of what we were doing. When we first started, we didn't even have officers till the end of the year, and that's something that we really established. Just
we
so
didn't have officers.
Yeah, around the first semester, like, there was no president, musical director. It was just me. Me and Colin founded it, and we were running things, but we didn't have defined positions. Like, towards the end of the semester, Colin had taken more of like an administrative sort of role, and I guess I'd taken more of a musical director kind of role, though I had very little idea what I was doing at the time.
Both of us really had little idea.
But like, I think just when we started, just very, very basic, and we only had 9 guys, and our sound, there wasn't really anything really fancy to it. And that's something that we kind of, I guess, grew into, and we added more members, and then we could have more things, and we got more creative.
Mail Call has always flown by the seat of its pants. Going into this, I just remember looking at Craig one day, and I was like, the Gorillaz had just performed, I was like, Craig, let's start an all-male a cappella group. And he was like, yeah! And then since then, it's just been pretty much like, just moving forward, like a roller coaster that's being built right as you're going along. Like, it's not going backwards at all, and it just keeps getting faster. And it's been an exciting ride.
Yeah, we have bands, and we have music majors. People in bands, and like rock bands, and punk bands, and ska bands, and new bands, and people who are music majors. And that's an interesting mix of people to have. But I think we you know, bring a lot of strengths to the table, you know, all over the spectrum. And then we use it to our advantage rather than just squabble all the time.
I'm in a band of thieves, actually. When we say, like, we do songs that normal a cappella groups wouldn't necessarily do, it's just because of the strain of people that we have in Mail Call. We're an eclectic bunch. You know, you're more likely to see something by Modest Mouse than you would be to see something on the radio ever.
Uh, what I would say sets Male Call apart from a lot of acapella groups is the spontaneity. Even like if there's certain choreography things that we tend to do, it's because we did it at rehearsal randomly, thought it was funny, and then we just kept it like in Bad Touch. We had this like matrix thing we do during the bridge. Whereas another acapella, or you know, a lot of acapella groups have a lot of choreography, and like we're not so concerned with, well, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? It's more, all right, well, have energy, have fun with it. And just, I think our personalities all kind of shine through, and we are having fun.
We don't hold hands when we sing songs.
We don't hold hands. I would not be opposed to hand-holding.
No, I wouldn't be opposed. There's just, I think there's a certain level of pomp and circumstance that kind of comes with regular a cappella groups. I think Male Call from the beginning, kind of like its initial ideal was to be different than that. And that's, I think, one thing that makes us so appealing. While the Pitches and Absolute are fantastic a cappella groups, like, if you could classify them as a color, we'd say they're both blue, and we're orange, and we complement each other, but at the same time, because we're orange, it's like, wow, we stand out, and we're like that much different. You could see Male Call opening up for a band at a show, which we've done, so, and like we did that pretty well too, so I think it's, all right, I had a good time.
It was certainly fun. To me, and I think to a lot of people, a cappella is a novelty. It's a fun thing. Yeah, you could say it has musical value, but really, I mean, we're all doing cover songs. We're not writing anything, so it's just our interpretations. And I think it's a fun thing, and I think people like to watch it because it's a fun thing. But I think when people start to take it too seriously is when it starts to get a little weird.
Yeah, I don't think Male Call will ever necessarily take ourselves seriously. Like, the first song we ever learned was actually Mail Time from Blue's Clues, and we just changed that to Male Call. And we end that with "That's What She Said," and that pretty much sums up what Male Call has been. It's just a bunch of guys stuck together, singing, and it's pretty fantastic.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Get horny now.
Yeah!
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 The groups have been very, very supportive. Because of the success of Male Call, I think we've been pushing both the Pitches and Absolute to kind of like go above and beyond. It's really impossible to find someone who's like, well, you know, I don't like Male Call. I don't think I've actually found anybody. They probably didn't want to tell me that. But let's just assume that, you know, no one really, you know, everyone pretty much loves us. I would have to say Male Call's biggest accomplishment is actually existing. A lot of it just kind of had to do with like the right time and the right place, you know. Like, we're lucky that we were able to be well received. That like the group came together as well as it did. Like everyone was so supportive that Craig and I somehow were able to like keep things together. I think that's our real accomplishment, even just being here on this campus.
Instead of Male Call, it was gonna be Middle School Yes.
Oh,
middle
School Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to graduate, and I'm going to try to get jobs, and Colin's going to try to get jobs.
I'm trying to get jobs. It's so scary every day. It's a flip-flop. Like, some days I'm like, you know, this is awesome. I can totally, you know, I shouldn't be worried at all. Other days I'm like, oh, my God, I should maybe just fail this class so I can stay here for another year. Male Call is something I've done, and it's like I'm attached to it, and there's that idea that, like, you know, like this is my baby, but at the same time, like I'm not really that afraid to let it go.
I think I'll always be attached to Male Call, but after I graduate, obviously I'm not in charge of the group. I don't have any say. It's not my group anymore. I'm attached to it as far as an alumni could be attached to a group they used to be in, but it's not my group. So whoever's the officers, whoever's in it, whatever they want to do, I'm fine with. If the group wants to take a turn and be more of a traditional a cappella group, well, that's fine, because that's the people who are in it now, and you could really, I'm fine with the officers making it what they want it to be.
I think whoever's going to take it, the future of it will just, it'll be bright. Despite what Craig may think, I could not have done this without him. So,
no, I know.
I know you know, Craig. Because always people are like, oh, Colin, so it was your idea, right? He was like, yeah, it was like, I was pooping and I thought about it. That was pretty much as far as like myself that I was able to bring it, other than bringing it up to Craig. But like, we, you know, without him, I don't, you know, this couldn't have gotten anywhere. Like, and so I want people to know that, like, it's not a solo act. It was definitely, it was like a Batman and Robin, except we were both Batman. And sometimes
thank you for that.
Except sometimes we were both Robin. So most of the times we're both Robin.
That's yeah, I certainly I wouldn't have done this without Collins. This is Collins' idea. Colin always wanted to be in an all-male acapella group. He had the drive.
That's the first thing I
said. Yeah, when you joined Absolute, you're like, well, I wanted to be in an all-male group, but there isn't, so I'm here. Colin and I became very close friends over our course of being in Absolute. But he always had the drive to do it. And I mean, we both bring a lot to the table as far as male call goes. Colin has all these great PR ideas in terms of promotion. The fan suggestion song that we do, like, that's amazing. I never would have thought of that. Like, but it's so inclusive and it's so good and it always turns out so well. So yeah, certainly it was, you know, me and Colin coming together.
Friends, love you, man. Friends,
love you too, Colin.
La 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 la.
Friends, friends,
friends, friends. La 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 la. Friends, la 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 la.
Everybody's doing it.